Midden FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Our intrepid captain is beside himself. A mysterious woman has asked him to marry her, and he thinks she means she wants to get married to him, rather than what she really meant, which was she wanted him to marry her to her fiancé. She doesn't know he thinks this, and she thinks that he knows he's carrying out the marriage ceremony. Let's go over to the MV Glenmidden before my head explodes.
I can't believe this. I'm going to be married in 2 days' time to a woman I've never even met. It's like a fairy tale.
Aye, well, you should be used to them.
Pardon, Scotty?
I said you'll just have to get used to it.
Oh, Captain, I do envy you. I wish it were me floating down the aisle in white.
And I wish it were you floating down the Nile in any colour.
I'd be floating on air as long as I had your big strong arms around my slender waist, and you saying I do when the minister asks if you look after me through thick and thin.
I'd be thick if I thought for 1 minute that I'd be happy with my hands round your waist. I'll be happy putting a pillow over your face, though.
Och, Scotty, anything to get me into the bedroom, you big tease.
Excuse me, attention back here. This is my day. Now, when you two are finished, I think that maybe Dick, you should go and get some decoration for the ship for the big day, and Maggie, could you go and visit Veronica and see what she wants for the buffet? Take Scotty with you to see about the entertainment.
Well, I have given it a bit of thought, and I wondered if you'd like me to lay on a turkey.
Well, I wasn't planning a cabaret, but if you insist...
No, I was going to have a turkey. It's big. And it will go round.
Maggie, I'll leave it up to you. See what the future Mrs. McNelson thinks.
So, Maggie and Scotty go off to Miss McVicker's house to make arrangements for the buffet and the entertainment, while Dick goes off in search of anything white with which to deck the ferry out on the big day.
How lovely to see you both, and how kind of the captain to send you over. Most thoughtful. Would you like a buttered finger?
That's very kind of you. This shortbread's lovely.
So what is it you wanted to know?
The captain is most anxious that the day goes the way you want it to, and so he asked us to come over and find out what arrangements you want made for the luncheon.
Aye, he's wondering whether you want a running buffet or a sit-down.
Oh, I think a running buffet would be fine. Maybe some sliced sandwiches with a mixture of meat and cheeses, some sausage rolls and some fancies.
Oh, that's no problem at all. I'll get best of both bread. That caters for the organic guests, and I'll slice a chicken for the vegetarians. Sausage rolls will be no problem. We've got some links in the fridge, and I'll get my fancies out on the day.
Maggie, I know this is going to be a day never to be forgotten.
Aye, we'll never forget it. I still can't believe he's going through with it.
Oh, is the captain having second thoughts? I do hope not.
No, now you just calm yourself down there, Ethel. Of course he isn't having second thoughts. Don't you mind that big boorach. He's just unhappy that I won't give in to his constant requests for my body.
I'll swing for you, woman. You're nipping my head with your nonsense. You've got a mouth like a midden.
See, Miss McVicker, that's true love for you.
Oh, anyways, the captain would also like to ken what kind of entertainment you would like for after the service.
Oh, I hadn't given that any thought. What do you suggest?
Well, we have a fairy band called the Eriskay Noise. Maybe you've heard of them.
No, I can't say the name rings a bell.
Aye, well, maybe you didn't frequent the type of places they would normally play. They're an unusual combo, but they only know twa tunes though, and one of them is Nearer My God to Thee, which I suspect you'll no be wanting played.
I'll be so ecstatic that they could play D-I-V-O-R-C, and I wouldn't notice. No, they'll be fine, I'm sure.
We could also get Roger the cabin boy to do his conjuring tricks. He produces rabbits from the most unlikely places.
No, the band will be fine.
Yes, you don't want bunnies duplicating themselves all over your wedding favours. Well, I think that's all we needed to find out. Thank you for the tea and the shortbread. Scotty, come on, my love. We have to get home and let the captain know what's what.
It's been a pleasure meeting you, Miss McVicker, and I just hope you ken what you're letting yourself in for.
I do. It's going to be a life of sheer happiness and delight.
One last thing. Do you like Judy Garland?
Scotty, come on. Bye.
Scotty and Maggie head back to the MV Glenmidden and explain to the captain what has transpired with Veronica McVicker. captain is getting more and more nervous and just wants the big day to go without a hitch. In that case, should he have sent Big Dick off in search of decorations? It's the following day, the day before the wedding, and Dick has been busy getting the ship ready for the celebrations.
Come on, Dick, the excitement's killing me.
Aye, what are we all doing stood behind this door?
Well, I've decorated the cafeteria with all the streamers and stuff I got yesterday, and I want you all to see it for you to be hit with the beauty of it as soon as I open the door.
Well, come on then. I still have to get my dumplings set up for the buffet, and I don't want them falling flat again.
All right. Look at that. Well?
Dick. What can I say? I'm speechless.
Thank you, Captain.
What on earth are all those streamers made out to? And what's that written on them?
Well, I had limited money, so a very nice man at the local pub sold me these. They're recycled from old white plastic feed bags, and the word is seemingly Scandinavian for congratulations.
Dick, it says Harbro. It's a trade name.
Is that bad?
No, if it's two sheep getting hitched, it's no.
Dick, don't worry. You did your best, and it does look quite, well, European.
European? It looks like the aftermath of a Rangers-Celtic game.
Captain, don't worry. No one will be looking at the streamers. Their eyes will be filled with the beauty of you and Miss MacVicar tying the knot. I'm welling up at the thought of it. Oh, Scotty, it's not too late to make it a double wedding.
It's about 30 years too late, woman.
No, it's lovely. Anyway, I must go and try on my outfit again for tomorrow. Dick, would you come and have another look at my inside leg? I think it's riding up. Scotty, make sure the Eriskin oil is sober tomorrow. And Maggie, I look forward to sampling those dumplings. Oh, it's going to be a day to remember.
Why have I got this feeling that there's something no quite right about all this?
Scotty, you're always looking on the bright side, aren't you? Come on down to the galley and we'll try out the coco van.
Has Scotty had a premonition? Has Maggie overstuffed her dumplings? Will the Eriskin oil remain sober long enough to play the bridal march? Will Dick sort out the captain's inside leg problem? Will anyone notice that they are going to be two grooms? Well, you'll have to tune in same time next week to find out.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, John Grundy and Shona Campbell. Featuring this week, the voice of Dame Katrina McLean. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.